BFB. The Forces Station. BFBS.
Double Brit Award winner Ed Sheeran has recently performed two exclusive concerts for the troops in Camp Bastion. And during his time here, he came into the BFBS studios to talk about his visit and to play live. Hello, this is Simon Marlowe, and welcome to our one-hour special, Ed in Afghanistan.
In the UK, around the world, on Ops, BFBS.
I want to be drunk when I wake up, on the right side of the wrong bed, and never an excuse I made up, tell you the truth that it was, didn't kill me, it never made me stronger at all. Love will scar your makeup, lipsticks to me, so now I maybe lean back there. I'm sat here, wishing I was sober. No, I'll never hold you like I used to. But a house gets cold when you pick up the heating. Without you to hold, I'll be freezing. Can't rely on my heart to beating, cause you take part of it every evening. Take words out of my mouth just from breathing, and replace with phrases like when you're leaving me. Should I, maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk again to feel a little love. I wanna hold your heart in both hands, not watch it fizzle at the bottom of a coke can. And I got no plans for the weekend, so should we speak then? Keep it between friends, though I know you'll never love me like you used to. Maybe other people like us who see the flicker of the clipper when they light up. Flames just create us. Burns don't heal like before. You don't hold me anymore. On cold days, cold plays out by the band's name. I know I can't heal things with a handshake. You know I can't change as I began saying. You cut me wide open like landscape. Open bottles of beer, but never champagne, to applaud you with the sound that my hands make. Should I, maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk again to feel a little love.
Welcome to Afghanistan, Ed. How's it been?
It's been good. I think, yeah, we've done the rounds. I've seen almost everything now, I think.
You brought the rain.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
And with rain comes the mud. You either get the dust or the mud here.
So. I hear the mud's better, though, right? Because it doesn't...
The mud's okay, yeah. We had snow here maybe about 2 months ago, which is quite interesting. So, I mean, tell us what you've been doing. Tell us about the experience you've had so far.
I've seen most things. I've shot some guns, just saw all the helicopters, went to visit the Navy, went to visit the people who are posted out on the watchtowers. I mean, we've done most things, yeah. I've had lunch with the guys every day as well, dinner as well.
I mean, you are renowned for doing, I think in 1 year you did 312 gigs, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Last night's has got to stand out as one of the most different gigs that you've done.
It's also one of my favourite, yeah, because people were just up for it instantly. Yeah, it was a very, very good atmosphere in the room.
It was awesome.
He was just amazing. I love all his songs, so I'm glad I could sing along to them all.
It was awesome. Absolute legend.
It was amazing. Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
If you do it for free as well, that was amazing, yeah. That's really good of him, mate.
Is it your birthday?
It is, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's not a bad birthday present, actually.
It's all right, yeah. I can't believe he came all this way to see me.
Just to see you.
Yeah, yeah. It's good of him.
He's an absolute villain. third time I've seen him live now.
Really? Where else have you seen him?
So I'm in Manchester, Birmingham and Sheffield.
So you're a big fan?
Massive.
What's your name?
Massive. Band's called Crosby.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good, yeah. Right. Can't beat it. It was for free as well, so most people would pay a lot of money to see him as well. So
he's a tight jock.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason. That's the reason, Crosby. Yeah.
Glad you enjoyed it, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers. And of all these things I've done, I will love you
better now. You've got your guitar there. One thing I noticed last night, how quick you play, because I'd never seen you live before. How do you get to play so quick? I mean, could you give us an example of just the speed that you can play that thing?
I don't really know. I guess I just practice. I play a lot.
Did your uncle get you your first guitar?
He did, yeah, he did. And
How old were you when you got your first guitar?
I was 10. He took it back, though, because it was his guitar. He left it with me for a couple of days when we were visiting in Ireland, and then I went home and got one, and it was too big. So I tried to learn on that, and then I got a little electric guitar from Argos.
And did you realise that maybe you had a flair for it when you picked it up first time?
I mean, I was obsessed with it. I played it every hour of every day if I wasn't at school. So, I pretty much picked it up quickly, but it was... a lot of practice, I guess.
Prior to that, had you been writing lyrics or anything? I mean, did it start with poetry, maybe, or something?
No, it didn't. It didn't. I saw Eric Clapton on TV play Layla, and I was like, I want to play that. And yeah, so that was the first tune I learnt.
Really? So at this point, you'd never written anything, nothing at all. When did you start to think about the writing side of things? I mean, when you started playing?
When I saw Damien Rice in concert, and I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool. And he didn't have a band. It was just him and an acoustic guitar. And all the people that I was into at that time, from Guns N' Roses to Green Day, all had bands. And I thought you needed to have a band to do it. And then I saw it, Damien Rice play, and was like, oh, you just need an acoustic guitar. So that's when I got an acoustic guitar and started writing.
Well, I think that's a good point to drop in a Damien Rice song. Should we play Cannonball? It's got one to play. That's got to be one of your favourites, Shaun.
It's a great song.
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. Still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. There's still a little hard to say what's going on. There's still a little bit of your ghost, your witness. Still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer each day, but I can't say what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to flow like a cannon. There's still a little bit of your song in my ear. There's still a little bit of your words that I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. Taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. 'Cause it's not hard to fall, and I don't want to scare her. It's not hard to fall, and I don't want to lose. It's not hard. You know that you just don't know. Stones taught me to fly. And love, it taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you float like a cannon.
hard to fall when you float like a cannonball.
Ed Sheeran's with us, BFBS. Other influences over the years, the Beatles?
Van
Morrison, I read.
Definitely both of them. Yeah, I was fortunate to be able to do a Beatles, memory gig in Los Angeles the other week with Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney both playing.
Oh, you were
well.
There for that?
Yeah, I played in my life, which was great. I was on a lineup of some mental people. I think I was before... No, I was after John Mayer and before Stevie Wonder, which for me was a bit surreal.
Do you get fazed by that?
Kind of. It was mad at the end because my parents were in the audience and we're all singing Hey Jude and I'm on stage and I kind of looked out and I just felt like I was in a school choir and my parents had come to watch like the school gig and then I looked to my left and there's Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr and I'm like, oh no, it's a little bit different.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Hey Jude, don't let
The Beatles, of course, Hey Jude. It's BFES, it's Ed in Afghanistan. We're talking to Ed Sheeran. Let's talk about how you got that first break, because it was on Jules Holland's programme, wasn't it?
Basically, I'd been an independent artist up until that point, and I was pretty convinced I didn't really want to sign to a label, and then my record started doing quite well independently, and I was like, right, I'm definitely not going to sign to a label. And then Atlantic came to me and said one of the main things that we do well is get people on Jules Holland, and I was like, well, that's the one program I want to do. What else can you do? And they were like, well, we can get you played on Radio 1, and we can do this, and we can do that. I was like, yeah, fair play. So the week I signed to Atlantic, they booked me in for Jules Holland, which was cool. Kept up to their word.
And the A-Team then was released, wasn't it, quite soon after that?
Yeah, it came out about a month after that, yeah.
And did it reach number 3 in the UK?
Yeah, it stayed at number 3 for like 9 weeks, which was mad. It ended up selling more than most of the number ones that had come before it. It just never went away, but it never went higher than 3. It was just always, it stayed on 3, and then went to 5, and then went to 3, and then went to 9, and then went to 3, and yeah, it was good.
You couldn't, I don't know if you could play, I mean, it's certainly my favourite track of yours. Yeah, could you play it for us?
Yeah, of course.
Fantastic. Ed Sheeran playing live in Afghanistan. Take it out, this is the A-Team.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. And they say she's in the class A team, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, cause she's just under the upper hand, and goes mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight, cause in the pipe she'll fly to the motherland and sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly, for angels to fly. Ripped gloves, raincoat, tried to swim and stay afloat, dry house, wet clothes, loose change, banknotes, weary-eyed and dry throat, cool girl, no phone. And then they say she's in the class A team, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, cause she's just under the upper hand, and goes mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight, cause in the pipe she'll fly to the motherland and sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Now an angel died, covered in white, with closed eyes and hoping for a better life. This time now will fade out tonight, straight down the line, just straight down the line. Ooh. And they say she's in the class A team, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, and we are all under the upper hand, and go mad for a couple grams, and we don't wanna go outside tonight, cause in the pipe we'll fly to the motherland and sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly, for angels to fly, and fly, fly, for angels to fly.
fly, to fly, to fly, or angel to die.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks. Got a few of us in the studio. I thought that was brilliant. How many times have you lost track of how many times we must have sung that song?
Yeah, it's probably passed around 5,000 because there was a point that I had to play it around 10 times a day when we were doing all the radio stations in America, and then I'd be doing gigs in the evening. And yeah, so I wrote that back in 2009. And what's 2014?
True story as well to that song, isn't there?
Yeah, true story.
What is the story about it?
I went to work for Crisis and did a gig in a homeless shelter, and it was written about one of the women that I met there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever forgotten the words to the song if you've sung it that many times?
No, I have a song called You Need Me, I Don't Need You, and I forget the words to that all the time. Yeah, it's just got so many words. So. Now I'm in town, break it down, thinking of making a new sound, playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd, that's new now. Chow seems to laugh, it's great now. See me lose focus as I sing to you loud. And I can't, no, I won't hush. I say the words that make you blush. I'm gonna sing this now. Ow, ow. See, I'm true, my songs are where my heart is. I'm like glue, I stick to other artists. I'm not you, now that'll be disastrous. Let me sing and do my thing, I'll move to greener pastures. See, I'm real, I do it all, it's all me. I'm not fake, don't ever call me Daisy. I won't stay put, give me the chance to be free. Suffolk sadly seems to sort of suffocate me. Cause you need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you. To make my tune sell, call yourself a single writer, you're just bluffing. Names on the credits and you didn't write nothing. I sing fast, I know that all my cool. I will blast and I didn't go to Brit school. I came fast with the way I act right. I can't last if I'm smoking on a. And I won't be a product of my genre. My mind will always be stronger than my songs are. Never believe the that fake guys feed to you. Always read the stories that you hear on Wikipedia. And musically I'm demonstrating. Whenever I form last, feels like I am meditating. Times at the Enterprise when some fella filmed me. Young singer rising like a Gabriella chill me. Cause you need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me. Cause with the lyrics I'll be aiming it right. I won't stop till my name's in lights. The Stadium Heights with Damien Rice on red carpets. Now I'm on Arabian Nights because I'm young. I know my brother's gonna give me advice. Long night, short height, and I've gone hyper. Never be anything but a singer-songwriter. Yeah, the game's over, but now I'm on a new level. Watch how I step on the track without a loop pedal. People think that I'm bound to blow up. I've done around about 1,000 shows, but I haven't got a house, plus I live on a couch. So you believe the lyrics when I'm singing them out. But I'm always doing shows. If I'm not, I'm in the studio. Julie broke, never growing up. Call me Rufio. Melody music maker. Reading all the papers. They say I'm up and coming like I'm in an elevator. Cause you need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you.
Tell us a little bit about this guitar that you've got here, because I have heard that you have names for your guitars. Is that true?
This one hasn't got a name, because usually I get out a penknife and I engrave a name into it, but this is a...
That's a bit radical, isn't it? Just start engraving into it.
Well, it's because the guitars I play are around £200, so we're endorsed by the company as well, so if they break or anything, we get a new one the next day. But this, I made a charity guitar with Martin that was sold to raise money for the East Anglian Children's Hospice, and as a thank you from Martin, they made this guitar. It's a one-off, and it's...
You don't want to engrave into that, do you?
I just don't want to know how expensive it is, but it's very good wood. It's a very nice guitar. It's got some wicked inlay on it.
So what do you think it's worth?
Well, the reason I got this one is I used a Martin to record the album on, so I got exactly the same Martin, but custom, I guess. So I was lent that one for the record, and I had to give it back because it was around $14,000. And this one's rarer wood, like it's wood that's illegal to like move from certain countries.
So, that's the only one you brought with you, presumably.
This is the only one in existence. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, we're pretty honoured that you've got that.
It's cool, man.
But you do have names for your guitars. Yeah. How many guitars have you got then?
From the last album, I think I used around 10 over the course of the 3 years I was touring it.
You got one that you had one called James, and then did that break, and then so you've now called it
James the Second.
James the Second.
Yeah, James the First broke on a gig in Blackpool, and yeah, so rest in peace, James the First.
Is it true you got one called Trevor and Keith and Nigel and Cyril and Felix?
And Lloyd and Felix and yeah Murray.
So you seem, to me, what's happened to you in a very short period of time? Because in the space of 3 years, you've gone from, that what we were just talking about before, the Jules Holland gig. I mean, to doing what you're doing now, and it must have messed with your head a bit, hasn't it? And what's going on? I mean, do you ever sit down and think, wow, I never expected that?
My dreams and aspirations were play Shepherd's Bush Empire and have a gold album. And the week that the album came out, it went gold, and I played Shepherd's Bush Empire that week. So after that, I didn't really have any more dreams or aspirations. I've just kind of been going with it from there. So, I don't know when it'll end, and I don't know how far it'll go, but I'm just going with it. Like, I never thought I'd end up in Afghanistan. This is quite a cool place to come and play shows.
Now, remember, some of these guys are here for 6 to 9 months. Mm. Imagine that.
Yeah. I know.
Have you tried the DFAT food yet? Have you had nice meals while you've been
here? To be honest, it's better food than we get on tour. Like, legitimately, it's really, really good food here.
Tried the curry? The curry's good.
I haven't had the curry yet.
Oh, have the curry tonight.
I had spaghetti today.
Oh, have you? Okay.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Now, Elton John is a massive fan.
Yes.
Did the phone go and it's Elton John? Yeah. How did that happen?
Yeah, no, the week I dropped my last independent EP, it did quite well for an independent record, I guess, and I just got a call. It was like, hello, it's Elton. But yeah, and ever since then, he rings, he emails, he's very much involved in all the promotion, what singles to choose first.
So you are, I mean, you could say that you're mates, really.
I wouldn't have said that. No, I'd have said that he owned my management company. But the other day I went to play his AIDS Foundation concert, and I got an email from him afterwards being like, yeah, I truly class you as one of my closest friends, and you're such a nice guy. And I was like, ah, nice one, I can finally call Elton a friend rather than just someone who owns the company that I'm signed to.
My gift is my song, yeah. This one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
So, had you been a fan of his?
Yeah, I think most people grew up listening to Elton John. Yeah.
So what was that like doing the AIDS Foundation gig?
It was surreal, man. We had a little tent outside that we sort of chilled in before the concert, and just a porta potty. The porta potty was closed for like half an hour, and then we were like, who's in there? And then even Tyler pops out from Aerosmith, and he's like, hello, man, how's it going? I was like, you're right, mate. How you doing? But yeah, no, it's just a very random show. They sat me next to Donatella Versace as well, who I'd never met before. She was quite a character.
And once again, doesn't faze you all this kind of stuff now?
No, I'm, you know what, I was saying to the guys that I had lunch with today, I'm kind of more starstruck by like sportsmen and actors, I think because they're not in the same line of work as me. I think when you meet someone in the same line of work, it's like, oh, okay, cool, we do the same thing. But when you meet an actor, you're like, wow, how do you do it? Or you meet like a footballer and you're like, oh my god.
What was it like when Jamie Foxx then rocked up? Because he was a huge fan, wasn't he? I mean, the actor Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, no, do you know what, randomly, like I ended up being on his radio show, and then ended up staying at his house, and then lost contact with him for 4 years, and then bumped into him again at the Oscars after party at Madonna's house, and he was he was just on the dance floor having a boogie, and I was like, hey mate, and he was like, hey man, how's it going, and then carried on boogieing. I was like, oh,
sweet. I'm loving all these names you're throwing into this conversation.
Sorry to drop so many, man.
Madonna's has. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a funny one, actually, because I was at a party beforehand with Rita Ora, and she was the clothing... She's, like, the head of Madonna's clothing thing, and she was like, oh, I'm going to Madonna's party later. It's pretty strict to get in. Are you on the list? And I was like, nah, I'm not on the list. And she was like, well, if you just come and say you're Calvin Harris, he's meant to be coming with me, and no one knows what Calvin Harris looks like, so if you say you're Calvin Harris, you will get in. So I went up, and I was like, hi, I'm Calvin Harris. And they were like, oh, cool.
While you're in the world,
let's play one of your tunes. Come on, we've already played the A-Team live, so let's play one of your actual tracks. So which one should we choose? Have you got a favourite of your hits, apart from the A-Team?
What have you got?
We can play any of your hits.
Have you got the one I did for the Hobbit song?
That's the one I haven't got.
All right. Give Me Love, you got that?
I can play Give Me Love. Cool. Isn't that your favourite to play live?
Give Me Love, yeah. I'd say so. There's a couple of new ones that I'm going to start playing live in a bit that I've practised, and they're great.
Okay, well, let's play Give Me Love, and then we'll chat more.
Give me love like her. Lately I've been waking up alone. Spotted teardrops on my shirt. I told you I'd let them go, and that I'd fight my corner. Maybe tonight I'll call you after my blood turns into alcohol. I just wanna hold you. Give a little time to me. We'll burn this out. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. All I want is the taste that your lips allow. My. Oh, give me love. My. Oh, give me love. My. Give me love. Love like never before. Cause lately I've been craving more. And it's been a while, but I still feel the same. Maybe I should let you go. My corner, and that tonight I'll call you after my blood is drowning in alcohol. No, I just wanna hold you. Give a little time to me. We'll burn this out. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. Give a little time to me. Burn this out. We'll play.
FBS. We're live in Afghanistan with Ed Sheeran. So you're good mates with One Direction because you wrote Little Things, didn't you, for those guys?
Yeah.
That was a number one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my first number one, actually. Yeah, it wasn't even mine. But
well, it was, really.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So has that relationship been going on for a long time since they were sort of getting going? Is that how did that, or did you just meet them along the way? How's that?
The guitarist that played on my record played for them when they did X Factor, and Harry was living at his house when I was living at his house. I used to stay at my guitarist's sofa, but yeah, and Harry was there, so I've just been friends with Harry for a very long time.
Your hand fits in my like it's made just for me, but bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you, oh, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you, and all these little things.
You can't go to bed without a cup of tea, and maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me.
I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you, and all these little things.
You'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. You'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, maybe you love yourself like I love you. Oh,
and I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth, 'cause it's you, oh, it's you, it's you they add up to. And I'm in love with you, and all these little things. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you and all your little things.
And what about the Taylor Swift link? We must talk about Taylor Swift and what's she like? Come on.
She's lovely. She's got a very British sense of humour. Very, okay. Very, very dry and sarcastic. Yeah.
Okay.
And she loves British.
And you're really
humor.
Good friends, yeah?
Yeah, I guess so.
And does she ring you? Like, you know, you might be at home and the phone will go and it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's more at the moment, because we're both putting together new records, it's more just emailing each other new tunes and saying, what do you think?
So you're going to maybe do another song with her, are you?
Not for now, no. Not for now. I don't really want to exhaust that connection. I think that's already been done and people know that's happened. So
I think that's a good point to play the song you had with her. This is from her album, wasn't it? And you toured with her as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I ended up being in America for a year, but I was on tour with her for 6 months of that year.
Okay, well, this is Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. Everything Has Changed.
All I knew this morning when I woke, 'cause I know something now, I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel right. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know you. Everything has changed. And all my walls still painted blue, but I'll take them down, and open up the door for you. And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, making up for lost time, taking.
BFBS, we're with Ed Sheeran. He's in Afghanistan. What will you remember from this, Ed, this trip? And did you want to do it? Did you express an interest in coming
out? Yeah, my manager looks after James Blunt as well. And James Blunt, I think, attempted to come out here three times, but each time they'd get to Afghanistan, they'd send the plane back. And I just said to my manager, next time you get asked, can I do it instead of Blunt? And yeah.
And look, you've offered your talent and your services for nothing to do this.
Yeah, but I don't think that makes me special. I think most people that come out here offer it for nothing. It's just a good thing to do, I think. I wouldn't want to stress on the fact it's done for nothing. I'm having a good time. The gigs have been very fun. It's a great experience, and it really puts things into perspective.
James Blunt did it the other way around. He was a captain, yeah. And then he became a singer.
Mm.
You could go the other way if you wanted. I mean,
I could do, yeah, I could do.
You could go from singer into the forces. What do you think?
I think they'd make me shave my hair, and my eyebrows are, like, really blonde, so I'd look like I had a disease.
I want to talk about you personally. Haven't you got 100 or so tattoos? Because we could see a few of your tattoos. You have, haven't you?
I've got a fair few.
Can we get a shot of that? That's got to go on our website. Look, have you got, literally, you got 100?
I've probably got more than that now.
Have you? And one is one a bottle of ketchup or something?
Yeah, so up here.
Why a bottle of ketchup?
Because I've got them in every city or country that I've toured in, and the first date of my first American tour was Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's where they make ketchup, so it was just a symbolic thing. Plus, I do really like ketchup, and ketchup sent me a bottle of ketchup saying "Rock on, Ed" on it instead of saying "Heinz tomato ketchup." So you know they're obviously living the dream as well.
And for all the Cheerios, because that's what your fans are called, aren't they? They're called Cheerios.
I mean, they're called fans. They call themselves that, but yeah, I just call them fans.
Do you get a lot of the girls turning up? I mean, do you know,
in Afghanistan?
Not in Afghanistan. I'm talking generally. You're not short of offers, would I be right in saying? Is that how it is with you?
I guess so. You know, I'm kind of like, last year was the first time I wasn't in a long-term relationship, so I'm usually in a long-term relationship, but yeah, there's just periods of time where I'm not. But
so for those girls listening, where's the most personal place you've got a tattoo?
Oh, I mean, I've only got them on my arm. So
maybe
just under my armpit.
That that's it. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't got Pinocchio tattooed on my stomach or anything. Because, you know, Pinocchio with the nose, and if you lie, it grows. Yep.
See, well, that's good. I just suppose you could play us one more. I know I'm probably pushing it. Like, you've been here for... Well, it's a massively quick in and out for you, isn't it, really, while you're here? But he's already tuning up. What could you play for us, then, Ed?
Well, since you haven't got it, I'll do the Hobbit song. Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over during suns. If this is to end in fire, then we should all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling out, Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside high. And if we die tonight, then we should all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time, calling out, Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountains. I see fire burning the trees, and I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me. Should my people fall, then surely I'll do the same. Confined in mountain halls, we got too close to the flame. Calling out, Father, oh, hold fast and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountains. I see fire burning the trees, and I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me. And if the night is burning, I will cover
'cause this sky is falling down and crashed into this lonely town. And with that shadow upon the ground, I hear my people screaming out. I see fire inside the mountains. I see fire burning the trees. I see fire.
Absolutely awesome.
It is, thank you.
When you write stuff, you must, wherever you go, you must get ideas. You're going to have a wealth of ideas from coming here, aren't you? To,
I reckon
it's
so,
got
yeah.
to fuel that, you know, that creativity, has it?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Going different places really, like, inspires lyrics, I think, yeah. Just being able to live life, you get to have a lot of ideas.
You know, we live in ISOs here rather than tents, because ISOs are like these big containers. Could you change the lyric of your song to ISO?
Lego ISO.
ISO house instead. Yeah, just, it might work.
We'll try it.
Yeah, it might work. It. So new album's due as well, isn't it? When's that coming out?
June.
That's your second album, though.
Second, yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
I mean, there's a bit of pressure. The guy that signed me was about to get fired just before he signed me, and now he's the head of the record company, so he's basically got everything riding on this record. So if it doesn't do well, people might look at him differently. But if it does do well, he's going to keep on climbing. But that's just one example. There's a lot of people who rely on my music to be successful, I guess. Not only me, but like a lot of other people. So there's a lot of pressure from that. But I think it'll be all right.
Slightly different, more hip hop.
Yeah,
a little bit more.
It is actually. Yeah, I just think, you know, if you make a product that's good and you work hard enough, it'll end up doing something. It's when you don't work hard, I think, that the record's going to die on their feet. James Blunt, for instance, his recent record has really just revived his thing, because he's always worked hard and now he's made a brilliant record and it's doing really well.
I want to just sort of say to you, thank you so much for your spending time, and you entertained like fantastic last night, and you've got another gig tonight. Have you got a message to the boys and girls who are here?
Thank you so much for being so hospitable to me while I was here. Thank you for all the love, and yeah, thank you for singing, thank you for everything. thank you for being here.
You're a star. Let's play Lego House to finish. Lego House, I think you celebrated the success of this by building a Lego set. Is that
yeah, right? I built a... it was the success of the album. I built a Lego Millennium Falcon.
Because you love Lego.
I love Lego.
Ed Sheeran, thank
nice
you.
Nice one, thank
All
you
the
so
very
much,
best. Cheers.
Thank you.
I'm going to pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. Three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. Things go right, can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now.
till December, but I got you to give me one. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you get down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
On digital radio, FM and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air around the world.
This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.
The charity, the